Meow! Welcome to the Cat Tunes Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Corelli. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the stories behind my songs, the production tools that I've used, the production methods that I've employed, the instruments that I've played, the instruments that I've discovered, the arrangement methods that I've used, the real-life stories which precipitated the creation of my entire albums or of my separate tracks. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And welcome, you listening to the Cat Tunes Podcast. This is episode 76, and today we're going to be talking about a song called Your Desperate World from the Love in Space album. And but it's going to be a special episode because something happened out of the ordinary, so I think I will speak differently about this song. Back in 2013-2014, when Leo, myself and my friends Alex and Norton were on this album, we went to Kyiv, to a studio, and the owner of the studio, he recorded the guitars for this entire album, back in 2013-2014. We're working on this album together, and I had the pleasure of knowing this man. We called him Bob. His name is Dmitry Hamulka. Was a wonderful man. I received news just 2 days ago, this Wednesday. I received news that he has passed away. He didn't flee from the war. He didn't run away. He didn't leave his home. He didn't leave his country. He didn't abandon his wife and family. He stayed in Ukraine. He moved out of Kyiv, as far as I know, now he's gone. I can't find words to describe what I feel, because it's so ridiculous, it's so strange. I mean, it's always not the kind of thing you expect. But I've just released this album, Love in Space. I just released it this spring, on April 18th. And I was harboring hopes that, you know, when this war is over, finally, that I would be able to go and see my friends in Ukraine. And in Russia. I was thinking this before COVID hit, and there was no indication of that the war will break out. But then the war broke out, and everything got substantially worse. But I was still hoping that maybe I'll be able to see my friends. And I put out this album. I finally get to the Love in Space album. I'm reworking my old works. I'm going through these old tracks, and I've managed somehow to recover all the original guitars that Bob played on this album. I was thinking about him a lot. I was thinking about my friends, about Norton, about Alex, about Bob, a lot over the course of the past few months, even before the war started. And I had plans. I thought that maybe one day I could, you know, I could work again with them, with Alex, with Norton, with Bob. Maybe one day I would go to that Kyiv studio where I used to be years ago, and that maybe we can record something if I have the budget and blah, blah, blah. And I had all of this in my mind, and then this war happened. And all of that just went out of the window, all of it. And I cannot even start to imagine the devastation, the sheer devastation, and how much the lives of my friends have changed out in Ukraine. And quite frankly, my Russian friends too, because whomever I have both on both sides, their lives are very different. It's a very strange feeling, and it's so bizarre that I finally put out this album. I wanted to rework it, I wanted to re-record the vocals, I wanted to put it out there for people to listen, for people to enjoy this huge effort that we've pulled out back in 2013, 2014. I wanted people to enjoy this massive effort, to hear this music. And then the war happens. I was already working on this album. I was already working on the stems. I knew that this is gonna be the next release. Back in January, I already... even earlier, a year ago, I knew that I will release Love in Space. Because I have all of these albums, all these releases pre-planned. I plan 2, 3, 4 albums ahead. So I knew that this is going to be the next one. And then I go into it, and the war happens. And then here I am. I've talked about the most part of the album already. I've talked about 8 tracks, and then this Wednesday, I return back home, and I receive a message on Telegram from Norton, and he says that Bob is gone. May he rest in peace. I don't know if I believe in coincidences. I don't think I really do believe in coincidences. Everything is very strange in this life. And sometimes things just really get strange. And I don't know what to make of it. He was only 50 years old. And because of what happened, I think this episode, well, of course it's going to be different. I will do the music analysis part. I certainly will. But I will also do a minute of silence. For Bob. We called him Bob. His name was Dmitry Homolka. And for one minute, just listen to the rain. So, this is where I'm going to resume the regular course of the podcast. After an intro like this, it's pretty difficult to switch gears, but I will try. So, I think as usual, I will read the lyrics from this song. And the song, mind you, is pretty straightforward. Originally, I thought that I would name the entire album after this song. Because this was the very first demo that Leo brought to me back in summer 2012. All in all, this the work on this album took, from start to finish, roughly almost 2 years. Leo sent me the first demo back in 2012, in July, in late July, or in August, I believe. And this song, Your Desperate World, which wasn't called Your Desperate World back in the day, it was just a demo. It was the first one, and I got into it, and I started right there. And it turned out to be the simplest of all of these songs. I don't know, maybe Morning is on par with the simplicity, but Your Desperate World is pretty straightforward and pretty simple. Let's read the lyrics, and if needed, I'll comment. The song is based around asking questions, just like Choices and Chances is based around asking questions. Your Desperate World is built in the same fashion, and it's all, basically, the entire song is questions, questions, questions. It doesn't provide any answers. Even though one might think of it as a way of answering questions through an overwhelming amount of questions, if you know what I mean. Let's read. Do you know what you're craving for? Are you sure what you need? Will it bring you to somewhere? Is it something worth nothing or nothing worth anything? Life is too short, but you never know it until it's almost gone. Will it happen before you're dead? Do you know eternity? Do you know you really see the sun that you behold every day? Do you feel the wind that wipes your worries away? Don't you fake it? Don't you mistake it? What illusions harden your heart? What's your hell and what is your heaven? What's the dirt that runs through your blood? Do you plague it? Or do you take it just the way it flows through your soul? Can you give it or will you take it? What's the price of your priceless entire life? Do you know anything beyond your tiny desperate world you live within? Do you know what you're running for? Do you know it's real? Will it bring you to somewhere? Is it something worth nothing or nothing worth anything? Death is too close, but you never know it until it's almost here. Will it happen before you're dead? Do you know you really live? Do you know you really breathe? The air that you inhale every day? Do you feel the love that's the only true guide on your way? Don't you fake it? Don't you mistake it? What illusions harden your heart? What's your hell and what is your heaven? What's the dirt that runs through your blood? Do you plague it or do you take it just the way it flows through your soul? Can you give it? Or will you take it? What's the price of your priceless entire life? Do you feel anything beyond your tiny desperate world you live within? So these are the lyrics. Of course, it's the kind of song in which I was asking these questions. I was asking myself these questions, exactly. And at the same time, I was addressing these questions to everybody else. It's these kind of questions, which I think apply pretty much to everybody. To some, it applies consistently throughout their life. To others, it applies at certain periods of their life. I certainly can apply these questions to myself as well. And I guess there is an answer contained within these questions. Let's put it this way. And with that being said, let's move on to the music analysis section, shall we? So, Your Desperate World is written in the key of F-sharp minor, but not the entire song. The hooks are in B-flat minor, whereas the intro, bridges, and the verses are in F-sharp minor. But we'll get to that. It's a slow song, 80 BPM. At least it was written this way, so it's kind of, it has kind of a halftime feel to it. And as usual, let's listen to the intro and then I will comment. There is a little bit of a pre-intro first that happens, and it's a quieter thing. The guitar up above is playing. And then it goes into a full-blown intro. But I have to say that the four chords in the pre-intro are different from what kicks in the intro proper. Let's put it this way. So it starts here. In the beginning, there is an F-sharp minor. An F-sharp minor plus 7. Then we're going into a C-sharp minor on the bass of E, with a little bit of suspension here of the 4th. Then a G major. Going into a C sharp major. And then after that, after these first four opening chords, we're going straight into the intro proper, which repeats itself twice. Which sounds like this approximately. That's approximately what it sounds. I am not playing precisely the same figures because there's a lot more notes there, and but just illustrating the chord progression anyways. So starts with an F sharp minor, then it goes into an F sharp minor on the bass of A. Plus 7, then back to F sharp minor on the bass of 8, and then it goes into a C sharp major on the bass of E sharp, and then repeats another time. Now, after this, we're going into the verse. Let's listen to the verse, bridge, and hook, and then I will comment.
Do you know what you're craving for? Are you sure what you need? Will it bring you to somewhere? Is it something worth nothing or nothing worth anything? Life is too short, but you never knew it until it's almost gone. Will it happen before you're dead? Do you know eternity? Do you know you're really
So here's what we got. We got a verse that is in F sharp minor, and I will dissect this section by section. So we're starting with an F sharp minor, and I'm gonna simplify everything so that I wouldn't be playing all of these figures all the time. But I'll try to keep it simple.
Do you know what you're craving for? Are you sure what you need? Will it bring you to somewhere? Is it something with nothing or nothing worth anything? Life is too short, but you never know it until it's summer's gone. Will it happen before you're dead? Do you know eternity? Do you know you really see it?
So that's the verse. It starts with an F sharp minor.
Are you sure what you need?
Then it's an F sharp minor on the base of E. Then it goes into a D major plus 7.
Will it bring you to somewhere?
And then it goes to a C sharp minor on the base of E, with a suspended fourth occasionally. It's kind of included.
Is it something worth nothing or nothing worth anything?
Then it goes back to an F sharp.
Life is too sharp, but you never know it.
Again, F sharp minor on the base of E.
Until it's almost gone.
Then D major plus 7.
Will it happen before you're dead?
B minor minus 7.
Do you know eternity? Do you know you really see it? Do you? Do you know you really? Do you know you really see it?
And that basically is on, there's a C sharp major chord in the end. Now, after this, we're going into a bridge, and the chord progression under the bridge sounds kind of very classical. This is approximately what it sounds like. Vocal in context, this is what it sounds like.
The sun that you behold every day, do you feel the wind that wipes your worries away?
So there is an A major on the base of C sharp. An E with a suspended fourth and an added sixth into an E major on the base of G sharp. Then there is an A major on the base of F sharp, which is basically a suspension that leads into a D major on the base of F sharp. And then we're going into a C sharp suspended fourth, C sharp major minus 7.
The sun that you behold every day, do you feel the wind that wipes your worries away?
And then all of a sudden, as if out of nowhere, there is this incoming different key. There is no indication, actually, when you're listening to the song, there's no indication that anything is going to change. Everything points towards that we're going to stay in the same key, but it doesn't happen. And so instead of that, we're going to B flat minor, which is not related to F sharp minor from the word absolutely.
dirt that runs through your blood. Do you break it or do you take it? Just the way it flows through your soul. Can you give it or will you take it? What's the price of your priceless entire life to you? Now anything beyond your tiny desperate world you live within.
So that is the hook. And what do we have here? We have a B flat minor going into a B flat minor on the bass of A flat, and we got a B flat minor on the bass of, we got a G flat major plus 7. We got a B flat on the bass of F. Going into an E flat minor minus 7. Going into a B flat minor on the bass of D flat, then an E flat minor with an added sixth on the bass of C, then an F with a suspended fourth with a minus 7. Going into an F major on the bass of A, then it repeats once again, and then on the second pass, after this F major on the bass of A, we're going into an B flat suspended fourth, where it kind of hangs in the air and we don't know if it's going to be a minor or a major. Going into a major, G. And then after that, we're going into a minor, G. Now anything, man. And then we're going again into an E flat minor with an added sixth on the bass of C. Your tiny desperate world. Again, there is an F minus 7 with a suspended fourth into an F major minus 7. You'll live within. And then we're going into a B flat minor. There's a couple of bars where the piano was playing some long passage. After that, we're immediately jumping into F sharp minor and continue with the second verse. Now, from here on, I will play the rest of the song, and after that, I'll comment.
Do you know what you're running for? Do you know it's real? Will it bring you to somewhere? Is it something worth nothing or nothing worth anything? Death is too close, but you never know it. Until it's almost here. Will it happen before you're dead? Do you know you really live? Do you know you really breathe? The air that you inhale every day. Do you feel the love that's the only true guide on your way? Don't you fake it, don't you mistake it. What illusions harden your heart? What's your hell and what is your heaven?
As you can hear, basically, that's why I said that this is a very simple song, because it has an intro, structurally, a pre-intro, an intro that doesn't repeat again. Then it has verse 1, bridge, hook. And then it has verse 2, bridge, hook 2. And those verses, bridges, and hooks are exactly the same. And there is no outro, there is no expansion, none of that at all. It's a very simple, straightforward form. Let's put it this way. So the second verse is almost identical, except for a few minor melodic differences. The bridge is exactly the same, maybe with an additional backing vocal somewhere on top, with a third vocal or something like this, just to make it thicker. The second hook is basically the same, it's just more intense, but it's the same music, it's the same chords. Don't you fake it, don't you mistake it, why delusions harden your heart? What's the dirt, what is your heaven? What's the dirt that runs through your blood? Do you break it or do you take it? Just the way it flows through your soul. Can you give it or will you take it? What's the price of your priceless entire life to you? Feel anything beyond your tiny desperate world you live within. And again, the entire song ends basically on a B flat minor plus 7. It's one of those 7 chords that are rarely used. They're not common 7 chords. So that's basically the music analysis for this track, and let's move on to the next section, shall we? So as you can hear, Your Desperate World is a pretty straightforward song. I think it's actually perhaps the simplest song on the entire album. Morning is a close second. Your Desperate World, it's short. It's, what, just 3 minutes 33 seconds. It's an amazingly short song as well. It's very simple structurally. The only thing that makes it kind of different and kind of weird, you know, to a casual listener who's used to the same key kind of songs, is the changing key. That's the only thing that changes, really. In the hook, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, absolutely, it smashes into B-flat minor, which is very far from anything related to F-sharp minor. That's quite the leap, and that's very different. You don't see it coming, but there is a reason for this, because the F-sharp minor thing sets you up. It goes on and on and on and on. There is the intro, there is the first verse, there is the bridge, and you're almost getting used to, you're getting used to this key. The perception is that your ears get used to it, and you think that you're gonna stay in it. And then out of nowhere, there is this like a storm that flies in and just smashes that perception away, and you find yourself in a different key with a different melodic line, and that is done for emphasis, because, well, something else should come to immediately upset the listener, so to speak, and get the message across and emphasize the lines of the hook. So, with that being said, I think I'll be wrapping up this episode. It turned out to be a strange one. It's very strange to read these lyrics all these years later, now that my beloved friend is gone. It's very strange, because now these words mean a lot more than I've originally intended for them to mean. All of a sudden, they mean a lot a lot more. Of course, I want to invite you to check out my music, and please, please, check out this album, Love in Space. Find it on any major streaming platform. You can find it on Spotify, on Apple Music, you can find it on iTunes, also on YouTube if you prefer to listen there. And if you go to YouTube, you might as well check out my official artist channel, where I have some playlists, and I have a cat talk playlist there where I'm talking about things that are not really related to music, but then I also have a cat vibes playlist, which is mostly about music and about casual footage and about this and that and, you know, my recording process or me doing something in the backyard, this kind of thing. It's more cinematic and it's more, or it's more about working on music and drawing sometimes. So if you want to check me out, check out my two playlists on YouTube. And also, I want to invite you to check out my other business, which is all about skin health and aromatherapy. I have a website called southerncaracol.com. As of late, I cannot put the links to my websites in the description to the podcast episode. Something changed with Apple Podcasts, I guess. I don't know if it's something about their policies or something about the technical stuff, I don't know. But somehow I cannot upload a podcast episode if I have active links there. So I guess they've changed it up or something, so I'm going to see it in words. Southern Caracol, SOUTHERNCARACAL.com. Go to our website, pick something for yourself or for your friends and relatives, and your skin and the skin of your friends and relatives will thank you. We have wonderful soaps, oatmeal honey soaps. We're going to have CBD soaps in approximately 10 or so days. Very soon we're going to have CBD soaps. We already have a huge line of oatmeal honey soaps and lotions specifically designed for treatment of eczema, acne, psoriasis, dry skin, etc., etc. These soaps work wonders. If you have any of those health problems, please check out our medicinal soap, and you might find it really useful. It might be something that will actually help you heal your skin. Now, with that being said, thank you very much for spending your time with me. Thank you for checking out this podcast, and thank you if you leave me any comments. And if you want to specifically reach out to me, you can use my email, which is ladycatherinecarelli@gmail.com. Thank you very much. I love you, and you will hear me on the next episode.